Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Blowing at 80 miles an hour, Hurricane Debby is a Category 1 storm off the coast of Cedar Key on Florida's Gulf Coast. Landfall expected this morning in the Big Bend area. That includes Levy County, where mandatory evacuations are in effect on the coast and in low-lying areas. Sheriff Mike Prendergast.
We've got about 20,000-plus people living over there in that flood zone, and we want them to heed the warnings now. While it's still safe to do so, while we're not dealing with rattlesnakes, water moccasins, alligators, or down power lines.
President Biden approved a disaster declaration for Florida ahead of Debby's arrival. A lot of investors are nervous following last week's report. U.S. hiring slowed much more than expected last month. Japan's Nikkei index lost almost 13% in trading on Monday. Vice President Harris will soon name a running mate. Her schedule today has her in the White House Situation Room conferring with President Biden on the Middle East situation. This is ABC News. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer wants the Internal Revenue Service to waive fines and late fees for just released Americans held in Russia who couldn't file taxes.
We want to pass the legislation in September, but the IRS should make it clear immediately that they are not going to collect these fees. Plain and simple.
The Senate passed the bill in May, Schumer calling on Speaker Mike Johnson to schedule a vote in the House. At the multiplexes.
Trust me, kid, I'm no hero.
Well, you are to theater owners who are celebrating another record weekend for Deadpool and Wolverine, raking in another $97 million in its second weekend. Total two-week take now approaching $400 million.
It's big and it's moving fast.
Twister's losing some strength, but still earning $22.7 million this weekend, putting it in the number two position. M. Night Shyamalan's Trap opens in third place with an estimated $15.6 million. Despicable Me 4 comes in fourth. Inside Out 2 rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
The Todd Almost Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
All right. Much like this radio show. It's called Autopilot. It is Breaking Still. My good friends here from Southern Ontario. 8045 Radio Show. Shane Christopher Neal. This is The Weekend, my friend, right here on MaxSync Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. We got local music from someplace else for you, Wisconsin. All right, on the program today, Suicide Star. Last weekend, I hosted an event out in Port Coburn. If you've never been to Port Coburn, it's a nice, very nice place. Right on Lake Erie. And Suicide Star played. Their latest single is called 21 Guns. That is on the way. Angelica Appelman stopped by a couple of weeks ago to talk about her single Ringtone. We're going to play that for you today. And Brooklyn Blackmore is going to feature a song, brand new song called Lipstick Stains. It's coming your way this hour right here on Indy 45. First, though, my friend Kyle Walkup is on the way. Maybe he'll walk up to you, Wisconsin, and say hello, but probably not. He is from Southern Ontario. But I see Lyric Doobie, my good friend. He was out in Ottawa. I saw him a couple of weeks ago in Toronto, but he was out in Ottawa at the Blues Fest. I believe he was opening for Nickelback. And here, this is just a rumor. It may not be true. But Jimmy Kay apparently is a huge fan of Nickelback. So if you have any Nickelback memorabilia lying around, if you have anything you want to send Jimmy Kay that says Nickelback, he would love you for that. Indy 45, this is MaxSync Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Count the day. days till you're back in my arms. Venus, how I miss you, promised to never let you go. Regrets what I've been feeling lately, I'm glad you're coming home. It was only 6 days we spent together and the winter's been so cold. When we meet again, I promise my friend, we're hitting up the road. With all the tunes and all the rooms where everyone's ears to hear, I'll make some noise, but you're the one they all come out to cheer. Promise to never let you go. What seemed like forever, but the wait's finally over. As we say, we're living a dream. Let's hope that this lasts our lifetimes, as we shall make one hell of a team. Venus, how I missed you. Promise to never you go. Regrets what I've been feeling lately. I'm glad you're coming home. And all my worries are now gone. How I love you so. Venus, how I missed you. Promised to never let you go. Venus, how I missed you. Promised to never let you go. Venus, how I missed you. Promised to never let you go.
Song is called Now Venus from Kyle Walkup, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio right here along the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal bringing you local music from someplace else. Broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. But this artist coming up is not from Ontario. She's from Canada. She is from Nova Scotia, which is a beautiful place. Her name is Brooklyn Blackmore. And for a number of years, I hosted country radio here in Canada. I've interviewed Brooklyn a few times, but she has now collaborated with the great Aaron Goodvin here in Canada, along with Brent Baxter. They wrote the song, and it was co-produced by Grammy-nominated Nashville producer Matt McClure and Aaron Goodvin, who is a great producer in his own right. The song is called Lipstick Stains. I'm featuring it today, Brooklyn Blackmore, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right along the Civic Media Radio Network.
With a bunch of girls, Bluetooth, Beyonce, and run the world. It's Friday night, no boys allowed. Getting all dolled up, it's about to go down. Get that number for the cab and call it. Somebody pour me a roll rocket. We're gonna blow. Stains on glasses of wine.
Hello? I am not dealing with this.
I used to spend my nights waiting for your name to light up my phone. I was so hung up on hearing your voice. I hated being alone.
And ringtone, Indy 45. It is Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal is the weekend. And last weekend, I hosted a great event at a place called Whiskey and Walleye. Clearly, it's on the water. In a great place called Port Coburn, Ontario, Canada, about 20 minutes-ish from the studio that I'm broadcasting in right now. And my good friend, Suicide Star, we're opening the show for a band called Svengali, a great rock band from Canada. And before they were Suicide Star, a few of the members of the band were in a band called Step Echo. And on Max Inc. Radio years ago, the great Phoenix Camara used to play a lot of Step Echo. So we're actually going to play a Step Echo song coming up. They redid the song Eyes of a Stranger by the Paolas. We're going to get to that after some Suicide Star. 21 Guns rocking it up right now. On Indy 45 Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah.
Local from Niagara Falls, Canada, my name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on MaxSync Radio on Civic Media.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is MaxSync Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
If you don't give me what I want, then I'll give you ultimatums. You push me to my limit and I've run out of patience. So if you don't give me what I need, simply put, I'll give you agony. When I tell you you don't listen, I have stated my conditions. No, I don't think you listen. You treat me like I'm crazy, but you're the one who made me. Yeah, I swore no one would change me. I'm different. Tried, it'd be too late, and I'd rather be without you than be someone I hate. I'm such a mess, I know it's true. We'll be right back.
riding out my pennies on these long, long drives. Now these days I just close my eyes and write. I used to write down your name on my jacket sleeve, trace every letter through each stitch and weave. Now these days I don't fall so easily. My time filling up my head. Don't waste my time on all the things I never said, or all the things that I wished I'd done instead.
Just a kid, that was a long time ago. Shane Christopher Neal, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. That is my good friend Evan Rotella. And I hope you caught the show last weekend, because Evan Rotella stopped by to tell us about his brand new album, Happy to Be Here, where you can find that song. And also about his great band that includes the great Mark Rogers on drums from LMT Connection. He also produced the album as well. Coming up, I've got the JDM Band. They have just put out some new music. We're going to get to a song they put out a little while ago, but maybe we'll get some new music if Jay would just send it to me. And kind of some TMZ news from Rose Cora Perry. What's going on there? The latest, The Cure, is on the way. Right now, a good friend of mine, his name's Adam Bears, and he's a singer-songwriter, and we have a mutual friend. His name was Sean Spensley, who passed away a couple of years ago. And Adam has been kind enough to help produce a couple of songs that I was working on, along with Randy Bishop, Bobby R. Rock, and Sean at the time of his passing. And Adam is going to bring them to light this August, so I'm super excited for that. NT1078, Below the Surface, Industry 45. This is Max Sync Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Take what it wants, let it leave.
Nothing we could do about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, can't find my tie. Sun through the window sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. I didn't want to come in, and if it was a mistake, well, it sure felt right. But I don't remember everything about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle and skirts on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, and I can't find my tie. Sun through the window sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. About last night. Don't know what he was. Two good friends might have drank too much.
I tell you about last night, I just don't remember. Marshall Dane, get a lot of requests for Marshall Dane on this show. ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. He is from St. Catharines, Ontario. You're listening to local music from someplace else, Wisconsin. Shane Christopher, now broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Canada. Jay Diem is on the way from Welland, Ontario. And big news, Rose Cora Perry sent me a message. Her and Tyler, her drummer, had been dating forever, and they broke up. Oh, no. That's never good. Love and rock and roll never works out. Maybe there is a cure. I don't know. Rose Cora Perry, The Truth Untold. The song is called The Cure. Industry 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
Life is short, so give it all you got in time. Life beyond
right? Life is short, my friend. JD and Band from Welland, Ontario. Industry 45. Right here on Max Sync along Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal. ShaneRadio0 at gmail.com. Hope you'll check out my website as we wrap up the show. ShaneChristopherNeal.com. That's N-E-A-L. Serena Prime did me a solid a couple of weeks ago. She put together a band called American Ninja. She is one of the best we have here in Southern Ontario. And boy, did she light it up at Welland Flow Fest. People just loved her. And she put an album out many years ago, Serena Prime and the Mandevilles. My good friend Alan Colavecchia on drums. We end with Turn a Blind Eye, Industry 45. Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is...
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I have been to Disney, and the first time I didn't even come close to sticking to my budget. How much Dole Whip can one mom eat? Turns out, quite a lot. Now since then, as a Disney lover, I have found a few hacks, and today I'm going to share a little savings secret I recently stumbled across. It's a website called David's Vacation Club Rentals. So for more than 20 years, David's has helped Disney Vacation Club point owners rent their points to prospective Disney vacationers. Then vacationers like me or you can use those points to book rooms on Disney properties. It's a little more complicated than a regular reservation, but the discounts can be pretty steep, like half the cost. Check it out, David's Vacation Club Rentals. For more Disney discounts, check out the member benefit section at workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.